Welcome to ConsciousParents.org. This is an excerpt from an interview we did with Dr. Linda Folden Palmer, author of The Baby Bond. So when you were starting to write the book, and my assumption is there were probably just some things you were sort of thinking you would find out and trying to find things to verify them. What was the most surprising thing that you found when you were researching the book that surprised you?
The most surprising thing by far was in my planning. I assumed that I would be needing to go around the country and interviewing, you know, certain doctors and people, mm-hmm. and creating surveys, and, you know, I just imagined that it was going to be a really huge job for me to try to find information, you know, to support my own instincts and, you know, natural parenting practices and healthy parenting practices. But as I got into the science research, I just kept finding it was there. It was all there.
Wow.
And I couldn't even believe how much was there and how, you know, how the studies and multitude studies were so strongly in contrast with the messages from the pediatrician offices. It is really astounding.
Wow. What do you think? Why do you think that is?
So obviously that was my next question.
Right.
Why? I would like to think that, you know, at least in pediatrics, that they just want the best for my baby, and, you know, not to make pediatricians out to be the bad guys. Mm-hmm. It's their education, and the pediatric profession was created initially as milk stations for the early formula companies to be pushing their product, and, you know, they would have these milk stations out, and they say, "Oh, we'll weigh your baby for you," and, "Oh, look, they're underweight. Here's this new scientific formula," and it was all about, you know,
oh, wow.
and so that's how the pediatric, you know, those baby visits turned into stations turned into pediatric offices,
oh, wow.
and
okay.
Then the vaccinations, you know, quickly, or in the next, you know, couple decades, came in as part of your well baby visits, and the drug industry is, you know, so hugely entangled at today. But that's what it's about. Their education comes from formula industry and the drug industry. Absolutely. You know, doctors who don't go on and read studies themselves and find information for themselves, they just are misinformed. You know, so we can't blame them, and you know, but I'd like for them to be heroes. Certainly they're skilled and talented in surgery and, you know, mm-hmm. treating severe illnesses. And so we definitely hope to keep using them for that. Can't blame the pediatrician, but it was just astounding to me how all that came to be. And I was kind of geared toward writing a book before I had my baby about medicine and the AMA in general, and mm-hmm. how, in contrast, many, you know, practices were with evidence-based mm-hmm. Research. And so, you know, this kind of evolved out of that, and it just confirmed it, you know, so much further.
And saw it firsthand.
Yeah.
To hear more of this conversation with Dr. Palmer and to find out more about conscious parenting, please visit consciousparents.org.